Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning. Free money,
baby! So funny. That's so funny. I graduated ESL with honors. I did.
Don't lie like that.
It's time for the free money name game.
All right.
What we're going to do is we're going to get two letters out of our nice lottery machine or bingo machine.
Yeah, two ping pong balls that have letters on them.
Yeah, we have five sets of the alphabet in there, so everybody's got a fair chance to win.
All right.
Even the ZZs and the XXXs.
Even...
If we pull an
XX. I would love to meet the person with the XX initial.
Oh, I would too.
We didn't meet the ZX.
What if you had
remember?
Yep.
X first name, X middle name, X last name.
That's just somebody X. That's
and cool. You're like a Super
that's
Bowl.
That's a creative parent.
Or you're a porn star, parent. One or the other.
Now, once we draw those two letters, if they happen to match your first name and last name on your legal document, ID, passport, whatever, you'll win $500, but you got to be the 13th caller.
But how could you make that $1,000?
That's something you have to do as homework, Big Al Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Every 24 hours, you have to go on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and type in free money for Kid Nation. And that will earn you $500 once you get in.
And 75 bonus points.
No, today we're going to go ahead and give 200 bonus points.
200?
200 Kid Craddock Morning Point.
That's a little extreme.
Yeah. I know.
Did you clear that with corporate?
It's Friday. Why not?
All right.
Let's get those lists.
All right.
We got Smiley the intern. Grabbing the letters for us. She dropped the first ball.
All right, the first ball is K.
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 Wow, K.
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 K. K. K. K. K. All right, second letter. There it is. Nice catch by Smiley the intern.
Second letter is H.
K. H.
All right.
K. H.
Kate Hudson.
Very good, Kate Hudson. Yeah.
Hank.
Henry Kissinger. That's
yes.
A great one right there.
Is he alive?
Hank.
Dead or alive? Henry Kissinger.
Dead.
I don't know.
I think he's dead.
Uh-huh. When you're that old, people have to wonder, what's the point?
All right.
Henrietta.
Katie Holmes.
Yeah,
Katie Holmes. That's a good one right there. By the way, thank you, CashCube.com, for letting us borrow that lottery machine / bingo machine.
Thanks, CashCube. So if your initials are HK or KH, you need to be caller 13 right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. KH or HK? We'll win $500 if KH or HK put free money for Kid Nation somewhere. I don't care. Anywhere at this point. Just show up. And
write it on your hand.
Yeah. Just call me. Text me.
And speaking of names that start
$500
more. Speaking of names that start with K, Kris Jenner is going to be joining the show.
Oh, that's right.
What time, Mikey?
It's in about an hour, right?
About an hour?
8:20 Central. About an hour from now.
Kris Jenner joining the show. We're
going
to have some deep questions.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Yeah, we're going to ask some questions. She might hang up on us.
Is there a list of stuff that we cannot discuss with her?
Oh, yeah.
There is.
Oh,
we're going to see it.
Anything that makes me uncomfortable, we can't ask.
We are the show that goes in. We take no prisoners.
Well, there's a point when you have certain celebrities on. If you ask that question, you know you're not going to answer. You know it's going to make everybody tense up and it's over.
You have to ask her Kim Kardashian butt question.
Dude, that's a given. Now, it will be last.
That's going to be good.
But I will do it.
Now, onto my favorite thing in the world.
She's promoting a cookbook.
She
has a squirrel cookbook recipe.
No, oh, she better not.
You can cook with squirrels.
I know you can. There was a squirrel cook-off, apparently, a few weeks back. I don't appreciate those pictures.
I've never personally eaten squirrel. My mother has eaten squirrel.
Like roadkill squirrel?
She doesn't.
Probably tastes like chicken.
As a child, and she didn't realize what she was eating until one day she looked down in her bowl and this little squirrel head was looking up at her.
Ah, that's horrible.
She didn't eat it anymore.
You can't tell me this on National Squirrel Awareness Month.
Well, some people maybe were not aware that squirrels are food.
By the way.
And there you go. There's your squirrel fact. Well, you can eat them.
Anything can be food.
Anything
can be food.
Anything.
Yeah.
It could be poisonous, but it can kill you, but it's still food.
Well, I'm talking about like living, breathing things.
Anything?
Anything.
So you can eat me?
Yeah, I can eat you.
Because I live and breathe.
I know.
That would be wrong.
Hannibal Lecter would be down for that.
I don't want any person. On my plate.
I don't want squirrels or person on my plate.
Go out there. I'm going to go out on a limb on that one, right?
But we don't have an album dropping this week with Squirrel Lovers United Together.
Oh, wow.
But I'm happy
slacking
to...
Slacking off back
I'm happy,
there.
No, we're not. I'm happy to... we're keeping it alive, but not overdoing it. But I'm happy to announce...
Less is more.
That now that's what I call Squirrel Music Volume Halloween. is dropping next week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Halloween edition. But since you do need a fix of some squirrel songs.
Imagine Squirrel Busters.
Don't take our bit.
We do the mash. We do the
squirrely.
Stop taking my bit.
Squirrel mash. That's gross. That's like roadkill.
Yeah.
But that's what Halloween's about being creepy and gross.
The squirrels come out at night. The squirrels come out.
You keep ruining my songs.
One-eyed one.
No more.
It's a squirrel killer.
Stop.
Squirrel-killing night.
I'm trying to introduce our new Squirrel Lovers United Together member.
And then squirrels dancing like zombies in the video.
Oh, yeah, yes. We'll do that for sure.
All right, what do you do?
New Squirrel Lovers United Together member, 12-year-old Olivia Mayo. Listen to this.
I've been thinking.
12 years old.
I get crazy when I see that fluffy tail. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my eyes off you, squirrely? I want ya. Not now. Why can't I keep my eyes off you, squirrely? I want ya. Not now.
That goes good.
Acorns on ice. You're so cute, I wanna put these cameras in your grill. Flashing lights. You got me crazy, 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 squirrely. I want ya. Not now.
I'm signing her to the record label.
Okay. I mean,
that was squirrel on say right
good.
There.
Yeah. Squirrel on.
She's 12 years old, Al. You better.
She's good.
She's yeah.
Incredible.
I was waiting for the squirrel board.
That's on the next album.
Squirrel board. Squirrel.
Free money, baby.
The initials were KH. That's what we were looking for. Now I know we got the K because your name is Katie. Please tell us what your last name is, Katie.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I want Katie Head.
Katie what?
Katie Head.
Head?
Katie Head.
Like the head?
And
like,
Katie's short for Catherine, I'm imagining.
No, it's just Katie.
Just Katie. That's
oh, really?
Katie. I love it. Well, Katie Head, you are definitely a K and an H, and if that's the name on your legal ID, you just won $500.
Yeah. Boom. Katie Head.
Yes. Katie, oh my God, I've never done this before.
Oh, well, I'm hoping you've done something that hasn't been done before. Did you, in the last 24 hours, post free money for Kid Nation somewhere on your social status updates?
I wrote it on my husband's hand.
You wrote it on your husband's hand?
Yeah, that's not social media.
Man, unless he knows a whole lot of people.
I'm tempted to say that's good, but I can't for legal reasons.
No, I didn't. I listen to you guys every day, but my husband's like, you'll never win. Let's just call for the heck of it.
Well, you know what? Then
hashtag
you don't
pay for
give him,
no,
don't give him $1.
Don't give him
$500.
Yeah.
He lost his 500 chair.
You show him.
What's your deal, Katie? What else? You're married? Working kids?
I'm married, and we have a 2-month-old.
Aww.
Yes.
What's his name? Or her name?
Well, my husband's William the Third, so this is William the Fourth.
Oh, keeping the tradition going.
There you go.
Is there a nickname for the fourth? Because I know the third is either Trey or Trip.
Oh, really?
No.
I had no idea.
Since there's not, we're just doing the last four, and William is Liam. So we call him Liam.
There
cool.
you go. I like that, too.
Head. Yeah.
Very creative. Well, congratulations, Katie. You enjoy that $500, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the new baby.
Hold on for us. If my last name was Head, I would name my kid Big.
No, you wouldn't.
Big Head.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
I would. I would so middle, name him Big.
Middle name A, or middle initial A.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
We want you to be with us at this time on Monday morning.
Why?
Because we're going to be chatting with Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift?
I know.
Phone with us?
Taylor Swift on the phone with us this time, Monday morning. We hope you can join us. We're going to talk to her about stuff.
I'll be here, JC.
Thanks, Kelly.
Very excited.
Jenna, are you
going
to be here?
I'm not sure what I have going on yet.
Okay.
You know what? That neighborhood party, if things get
wild.
Too out of hand, I might not be able to show my face come Monday morning.
You know how those neighborhood block parties are, dude. They get out in the burbs.
Sunday?
Party in the burbs?
No, it's on Saturday. But if you get too wild, you can't even show your face for days.
Going to be one
JC,
of those.
This party starts early. It starts at 5 and it's over at... Sit down.
When the sun...
It's over at 8.
Oh!
You can accomplish a lot in 3 hours.
The party don't stop till 8 in the evening.
BYOB.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Bring your own blanket.
Oh.
Bring your own blanket?
Yeah, what were you
saying? Is it a park?
Bring your own
blanket. Yes. Like, well, I thought it was like in a little, not cul-de-sac.
What I understand, I'm a little confused as well. Okay. We have a big park, but apparently other people are allowed to use it, and we want to keep this more exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's in sort of like a cul-de-sac area. I'm not really 100% sure.
Yeah.
Do I need to bring like security or anything? Y'all get out of hand?
I don't know how it's going to be set up. So it said bring a blanket, so sure. I guess we can sit down on grass or asphalt. I'm not really sure.
Should I bring my karaoke DJ?
No.
That'd be awesome, except they're having a band.
Oh, okay.
This is a major block party. I'm very excited.
Major.
Major.
It is?
Well, you have a band? That's a big deal. It's not. It goes beyond just a neighborhood party to, like next level,
is
right?
Is it like the neighborhood band, like a whole bunch of dads or something?
I think so. Which I think would be even better. That would be really fun.
Be
I'm going to suggest that.
It would be fun.
I think it's kind of late now.
Dangerous for Kelly.
Maybe that'll make your day, Kelly.
It's kind of late in the game to be making changes. We've been planning this. I mean, Kelly's been planning this party, but I've kind of gotten
I haven't planned it at all. No. I just
Kelly's
hooked
people.
Just invited you up.
Kelly's
you
people
up.
Got involved.
I hooked Al up with the food truck. Al's bringing his food truck.
Al's got a food truck.
Oh, wow.
Bring the food trailer, so the weird. Pizza trailer out there.
Yeah, I'm excited. I haven't tried it since you got the new pizza oven.
Yep. I'm bringing everything. I'm bringing the big guns, baby.
Let's bring in
no guns allowed.
What about these guns?
It's not that kind of neighborhood.
Oh, you little tiny guns?
I'm so excited. I get to see the Kelly Raspberry Mansion, dude.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll let you inside.
Right?
Al, you know what would make my weekend?
What?
If you let me borrow your convertible.
Would make Jenna's weekend.
No, seriously, like it would make my weekend because the weather's supposed to be nice. We're not going to have many more nice weekends. And I just really want to cruise. Like, I mean, I live a mile from
here. Here's the thing.
What?
My girlfriend hasn't driven the car yet.
Oh,
so, has she been begging you and you haven't let her?
See, yeah. And
is this your baby?
Because, and if I let Jenna drive, which I don't have a problem
you
driving
told me
it.
For months
I know. But if I let you do it before my girlfriend does it.
Does she know I've been in that car already?
I don't know. But you have.
I saw Kelly driving in the parking lot.
She's been in the car because her friend used to own the car, and he sold it to me.
Her ex-boyfriend?
No, it's Derek.
Not Derek.
Oh, Kelly. Yeah. That's why Kelly's been
in the car.
Well, okay, fine.
Don't go with the fit then.
Okay, yeah. What would make my weekend?
But that would make your day.
That would make Jenna's day if you would let her drive your convertible.
Make my month.
Let's bring in Mikey.
Hey, Mikey!
Yo.
Because you got a list of things that would make people's days from Facebook.
And this is going crazy on Facebook.
Really?
It all stemmed from Shannon played a song a while back, and Kelly said, you know what, that makes my day. Because she hadn't heard it in a long time.
Mm-hmm. We don't know what
made my day.
The littlest thing can make your day, you know?
Sure.
So we went on Facebook, and it would really make my day if this happened. And a lot of people were saying stuff like, I want Big Al to tell the story. This is Rachel, by the way. I want Big Al to tell the story of going number two at a date's restroom when there was no toilet paper.
I don't know if Al can remember the story.
I tried to forget it.
It's probably better if you just play the audio.
Yeah,
you got the audio?
Remind me. That'd make my day, too.
We don't have the audio.
Up the bathroom, Al.
Yeah, that basically is the deal. I mean, this has happened a couple of times.
It was pre-date.
You're not making a day.
It was at her house, and we were supposed to. It wasn't at a restaurant. I was at her house. And
at her place.
I had to go to the bathroom, take care of, business.
Uh-huh.
And, it was a situation.
It was
not necessary.
Just get to that moment where you realize there was no toilet paper and what you had to do.
I looked over and...
Sorry, Rachel.
No toilet paper, so I had to holler at her, the girls. Hey, baby, can you bring me some toilet paper in here?
And he had to open the door. And then everything got out.
Yeah, I was like, sorry, baby. Don't go in there for like 35, 45 minutes.
Y'all had to leave the apartment immediately.
Small one-bedroom apartment.
Man. It happens.
To one big flusher.
Killed her goldfish.
One more that I've worried about. There's a girl named Carrie Tika, animator, not impressed. Arch, that's their name on Facebook. She wants to hear Kelly's TV theme show clip and figure out why that created such a big meltdown.
Oh. We've told the story before, but if you missed it, you missed it.
Okay.
We had a contest one time where Kid loaded a bunch of people into this little car we were giving away. It might have been a Kia. I don't even remember what it was. Mm-hmm. So you have like 15 people crammed in this car, and we were playing TV theme songs, like
theme show,
from the Brady Bunch, right? Whatever the song was, or
old school shows,
or whatever it was,
and
you had to guess the theme show song. So we would play a clip of the song, and people were and if you got it wrong, you got put out on the side of the road, no matter where you were, and the last person in the car won the car.
Right,
great.
That's
contest,
a great
right?
game.
Sounds like fun. We should do it again, except every clip we play, people would guess, is that Mariah Carey? No, honey, it's a TV theme show song. So it'd be about a TV theme show.
Is that Kanye? Okay.
Is that Cher? No. It went on and on. And finally, I lost my temper. And this came out of my mouth. That's a TV theme show song!
That is...
Oh, that's a TV theme show song!
Good God.
Good God.
Good God, woman.
See? Yeah, good God, woman, because you were stupid. You could not... Jenna, you can't believe...
I get it.
You cannot understand to get to that point where I lost my cool.
Yeah.
How many... It's like, are you kidding me? You take the good, you take the bad, you take the most in there, you have the facts of life.
Is that Cher?
Is that Michael Jackson? And they weren't joking because there was a car at stake.
Games are so frustrating.
I was dying.
Look, Kelly's all upset now.
I get it, let's
chill and do something nice from somebody.
All right.
I know Kelly's all worked up now because of that.
All right.
Let's go with, hey, KK, how can we make your day?
I would love for you guys to wish Tyson a happy 5th birthday.
Okay, where's Tyson at right now?
He's in the car with his dad on the way to school.
Okay. Oh, so he's listening.
Tyson? Is he listening?
Tyson, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tyson. Happy birthday to you. There you go. Oh.
Enjoy it because life gets tough.
Thanks. It's all down here. Hill from 5.
After 5, it gets really tough, Tyson. All right, KK, have a great day. Little Tyson. All right, let's go with Raedra. What would you like us to do to make your day, Raedra?
I would love for you to call my boss and tell him how awesome I am.
Call your boss and tell him how awesome you are.
What's your boss's name?
It's David.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, we got his phone number. We're dialing him up. Shannon, you got him potted up?
Oh, we got him.
David, can I speak with you?
David?
Sure.
What's up, David?
Hey, David, we just have to tell you for legal purposes that you were on the radio with the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we want to talk to you a little bit about Raedra.
Yeah, I also want to tell you, David, that Raedra is probably the most efficient and the best employee you have ever had in your company.
I think Raedra needs a raise.
She's the only reason I shop there in your business.
Yeah.
What is it that you guys do?
Yeah,
what do y'all do again?
We provide sign language interpreting.
Oh, services. Yeah, Kelly buys
When I buy sign language, I only insist on buying it from Raedra.
That's where I go. People are like, hey, JC, would you like to buy some sign language? And I say, is it from Raedra?
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Only.
So, we just want to let you know that Raedra is awesome, David.
Yeah, I bought all the vowels, actually. Yeah,
she's stacking it deep and selling them cheap.
Dude. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe us, David,
you
suck.
Know her very well.
Oh,
we
yeah.
She's so close.
Besties.
Yeah,
we actually used to sleep together.
Ow.
I think she's married out.
That's not appropriate.
I believe that.
Why do you believe that?
That's not appropriate.
No, he does believe
that. Well, that just sounds just like Raedra.
How was that, Raedra?
Fantastic.
All right, you're welcome.
Yes, it was. All right.
Have a great day, David.
I'll see you later.
Enjoy Raedra today.
Wait till I get into work.
Awesome. Bye, Raedra. We love you.
Thanks, bye.
I'm still waiting on my sign language.
I hope that made her day.
Yeah, right.
We also got a message from Joy on Facebook, and she said, it would really make my day if you would play Rhonda and the Turkey Pot Pie.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the truth.
What?
Rhonda annoys me personally.
Right,
I have
Kelly.
To leave the room when she calls into the show because her voice to me is like nails on a chalkboard. But this is the one Rhonda that makes me laugh till I cry every time I hear it.
All right, let's play it. Let's play it.
Bruce Lee, that is not your turkey pot pie. Put it down. That is your sister's turkey pot pie.
Oh.
Yeah, the chicken.
Rhonda?
Rhonda.
What, Rhonda?
You have the chicken pot.
Rhonda. I'm dying to hear about the chicken pot. The pies.
That's it?
No. Rhonda? Rhonda's having a meltdown. Rhonda? Okay.
I still hear you, Rhonda.
You have the chicken pot. You had the chicken pot pie.
She can't get it out.
If you can't keep the pot pie,
goodness. That is one of the best.
Chicken pot pie.
I cannot immediately. I can't. I cry every time I
get
that.
Emotional yeah. over Rhonda.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
We're gonna can we do some more of these?
Yeah, we're going to do some more. Keep calling us. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
What can we do for you that would make your day?
We'll keep going next.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We want to make your day. That's what we're trying to do.
Never done this before.
No, it's a new bit we're trying out. So if there's anything that makes your day, a song, a clip from the show, a sound bite, maybe you need an explanation on something from the show.
Yeah.
Whatever makes your day, maybe you want us to call your boss and tell him you're awesome. We did that earlier today.
Yep. Animal noises from Al.
Sure. We'll do that. Al's the best at animal noises.
Yep.
It goes a little something like this. Let's go with my girl, Estefany.
Estefany?
Hola, Stacy. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, bien. I was just going to let you guys know that I wanted y'all to play your favorite song, El Sonidito, and have y'all dance to it.
Yes!
Absolutely!
And then...
Oh,
and then there's a part two.
Hold on, Stephanie, I'm dancing.
I'm a dancer.
You can't see him, but he is.
I'm dancing.
KTV can see it.
I want y'all to dance to it.
Do what?
I want all of y'all to dance to it.
Oh, I have to.
They don't know how to dance to it, Stephanie.
Mm-mm. What do I do, Jeff?
Turn it up, Shannon! It's all!
All right.
Like that? I can't do that.
You just shake whatever you want.
Just seize it. Whatever I want.
I love this song.
I got my bat wing.
Hold on, it's the breakdown right here.
There we go.
It's the easiest way to annoy Kelly Raspberry.
It's my favorite song in the world.
I'm trying to make her day.
Did we make your day?
I also wanted to let you know, JC, that I had the biggest crush on you when I was younger.
Oh, when you were younger.
Back in
07. So you want him to make your night?
Then I realized you were like Mexican, so I had to just like your boys.
All right.
Oh.
You know, his wife is out of town this weekend.
No.
She is. Because he's light Mexican.
If you want him to make your weekend. Now.
Yeah, she's married.
Convenient.
She liked JC back in 2007 now. This is different now.
All right, baby girl.
Well, Stephanie,
all right.
Te quiero mucho.
Thank you.
De nada.
Ahí nos vemos, ¿ok?
Okay, hasta luego.
You giving her a little loving in Spanish?
Hasta luego.
What you doing?
I'm just telling her I'll see her later.
What you doing there, hombre?
Saying hello to Stephanie. Mikey, we got something from Facebook?
Yeah, Randy said, saying, speaking of you, JC, it would make Randy's day if we would play the audio of you getting busted naked in the kitchen.
I'd rather not.
By your mother-in-law.
The thing is, my mother-in-law's in town. Okay. I was getting ready to go to bed. I'm naked.
You sleep naked?
Sometimes. And then I get out of the pantry, I'm shutting the door, and I'm turning around, and as I'm turning around... Kinsey's mom is standing right there.
Yes, she is.
She is standing right there, and it was one of those moments where I froze up, and I just didn't know what to
do. And with a handful of cookies and a water, you're like, no hands.
The water's still in the fridge. The cookies are in the mouth. All I could do was just cover up and do the bend over thing. And when I bent over...
No way. Stop it.
Jenna, I told you I didn't want to talk about this. All right, there you go.
There you go.
I hope that made your day because it ruined mine.
All right, what else you got?
It's one of those things you want to forget. Let's go to the phone line
again.
Come
on, punk, make my day.
I believe this is Erica, and you have something for Kelly that'll make your day.
Yes, if she could, if y'all could play the clip of where she got mad at Al over the popcorn gift basket.
Oh, my coupon. Discount coupon, yes.
Uh-oh. My voucher was $20 to spend toward a $40 popcorn gift basket. I was calling to let them know I was coming to get my $40 gift basket.
Here's 20 right here.
Oh, my God. You're criticizing me for something you know nothing about. It said to call ahead. That's how I knew they were out of business when they didn't answer the damn phone.
Yeah, that was a fun day.
Why does everybody want to hear Kelly getting mad?
They even have the video of that on YouTube. Oh. That was such a fun day. They put
Erica.
A video on YouTube of me going off on Big Al.
Thank you, Erica. That was great.
Yeah, it was a fun day.
Thanks, Erica.
We got a Facebook message from Ashley.
Hey, you're welcome.
She said it would really make my day if you played a clip of Al doing a street bit like being at the courthouse.
Okay.
Hello, young lady. I'm just asking people, what are they doing at the courthouse on Valentine's Day?
Well, I had a court date.
You had a court date. What was the charge?
Assault.
You assaulted
my husband.
You assaulted your husband?
Well, I didn't assault him, but he accused me of it.
Oh, really? How'd you come out?
Well, it's postponed till March.
Oh, Oh, man. So what are you doing for Valentine's Day? I guess you're not doing anything with him.
I've gotten a divorce.
Yeah. You need to go back and do that.
I'll do that. Valentine's Day at the courthouse.
What are you doing here?
I love that.
Al hates doing things that involve walking.
Yeah.
He's got
walking. He's going to stand there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but he still has to walk there. Chelsea, how can we make your day?
It would make my day to be able to tell you the best joke ever.
Oh, please.
Is it clean?
Is it good?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's awesome.
Hold on, Chelsea. Let me introduce you to the comedy club, okay? And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Kid Craddock Morning Show Comedy Club is our newest act, Chelsea.
Chelsea, yeah. Small crowd.
What do you call a pile of cats?
What do you call a pile of cats?
Oh, this is great because I'm wearing my cat shirt today. What?
What?
A mountain.
And we laughed all night. Best joke ever.
A mountain.
Mountain.
Hey.
Jill's Chelsea. Laughing so much she can't speak.
But,
Chelsea. Oh, you got one? You got to give her one back? Huh?
I got a battle one with Chet.
You got a what?
Battle.
I got a battle.
A battle.
Yeah, I'm going to battle Chelsea real quick. Hey, Chelsea.
This might be the end of the battle right here. I think that's all she's got.
Do you know why my eyelids are so sexy?
Why?
Because I can't keep my eyes off of them. Because of my eyelids.
What?
My eyes are on my eyelids.
That's why they're so sexy?
Yeah.
Did you make that up?
What do you call a fast zombie?
Oh, God.
What do you call a fast zombie?
Yeah, what do you call it?
Uh-huh.
What?
A zombie.
And we laughed all night. The best joke ever. No, the battle's over.
Sorry, I think you guys should.
Yeah, okay, y'all
done.
Hey,
Chelsea. Should just talk after the show.
Chelsea wins.
Today I would like to give my dead batteries away, free of charge. Thank you.
Okay, can we get back to making other people's day before we start ruining?
Bye, Chelsea.
All right, we got a Facebook request.
Chelsea, you win.
Kaylee on Facebook asks, it would really make my day if Kelly and Al finally kissed. There's so much sexual tension between the two of them. Just a nice short 15-second friendship.
15 seconds?
No, I'm not. Short. I'm not good at friendship. That causes so many.
That doesn't mean Frenching, Kelly.
That's what she just said.
She said 15-second Frencher.
Oh, Frencher.
Frencher.
Ooh, yeah.
I appreciate
it. Al, you down?
We've kissed. We've been there and done that.
Well, she maybe a new listener doesn't know that.
I thought you guys were in it. I thought you guys were in it to win it.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were going to make people happy.
Girlfriends don't like that too much.
I am so disappointed in you guys.
Girlfriends don't like that too much.
Has she forgotten about our kiss?
Yeah. Well, she hadn't said anything about it.
I think this might be the one that would end things. Let's just...
Would it?
So let's do that.
Just for the radio show. To make somebody's day.
All right. Yeah, okay.
We've already kissed.
But they want a Frencher.
No, we're not going to do that.
We're going to do a Frencher.
Give your fans what they want.
That would be inappropriate.
Lady Gaga would do it.
No, that's Lady Gaga.
She'd do anything for her fans.
You're making me uncomfortable.
All right, what else?
you're not going to do it?
No!
Who was that for, Mike? Their day was just ruined.
Yeah, sorry about that, Kaylee.
Kaylee should have thought that through.
Day's ruined.
Sorry, Kaylee.
Kaylee doesn't want to go out now.
Maybe we can make your night.
All right, Jenny, how can we make your day?
You would totally make my day if we could hear Tin Can Turkey Man.
There you go, Jenny.
Thanksgiving come early.
Uh-huh.
Making that noise, yo. Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man. Who's stinking up the room, yo? Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man. Who's shaking their tail feather? Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man. I got the cans on my feet, and I'm gonna raise hell. Don't step to me, G, or I'll stab you with my pecker.
Awesome.
How was that, Jenny?
That was awesome. Thank you so
Day made?
That was great.
All righty.
Yes.
All right. That was fun.
Wasn't that where a kid told you to come up with a bit and you decided to dress like a turkey and just strap cans to yourself?
The audio of just hearing him being kicked out of the place the tin cans.
Yeah, I'm still banned. I'm still banned from Southern Methodist University, at least the law library.
What was that last line? Don't step on my what?
Don't step on my feet or I'll stab you with my pecker.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Pretty Money Monday.
Are you wondering, well, why is this playing right now? It's only played, it's supposed to be played an hour ago. Oh, no, we're doing it twice a day now.
Mm-hmm.
Free money name game two times a day.
Giving away more money.
Let's get more initials.
Let's get some more initials, indeed. Single machine's going. Boom. First letter?
All right, the first letter is Y.
Y?
Y.
Y. Yolanda.
Y. Yolanda. YOLO. And the second letter's out.
A.
Y-A.
Y-A.
Yolanda Adams.
A-Y.
Mm-hmm. Y-A.
Yolanda Adams. And that's it. That's the only one.
Angela Young. I don't think she's famous. But,
Adam Young.
I just made that up. Adam so if your initials are Y-A.
Or
A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
You can be $500 richer if you're the 13th caller at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. And if you put Free Money for Kid Nation in your social status update, you're going to get an extra $500.
Boom.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Hopefully.
Free Money Monday.
Let's see if we can give away $1,000 real quick.
If you can't trust Sugar Bear, who can you trust?
Maybe you can trust Wynesha. Wynesha, what is your last name?
Austin.
That's a Y and an A. Those are the two letters we were looking for with the Free Money Name Game. And guess what, Wynesha?
What?
You scored yourself $500 just like that.
Go, Wynesha. Go, Wynesha.
Now, we're going to ask you a question, Wynesha, because we want to turn that $500 into a cold, hard $1,000.
And for those listening, it does not spell with a W at the front. It is literally a Y. We're looking at it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wynesha.
Because, you know, it sounds like that.
Sure.
Wynesha, did you go on your Wynesha Twitter or Instagram and Facebook and type in Free Money for Kid Nation by chance?
I did not.
Why?
What a surprise.
Why not, Wynesha?
I didn't think I would win.
Well, you did win $500. So. It could have been $1,000. What are you going to do with the $500?
It's close to Christmas, so I guess I'll be using it for my son for Christmas.
I'll start calling you Wynesha.
Yeah.
No. We're not going to. We appreciate you listening and that you called in, Wynesha. Thank you very much.
You learned your lesson, though, right?
All right, baby.
Thank you.
I did. Love you guys.
Love you too.
She wants
it
to
can't be fun to win money and then get scolded. I know. That's what I'm trying. Because I was
call us.
That.
Win money and then we're going to yell at you.
I did that last week. I kind of chided a person. I said, I feel bad about that later. Because I know people are posting Free Money for Kid Nation because they are tagging me in it.
A lot of people.
And I don't even mind that anymore because it gives me hope that someone eventually is going to win. And win that extra $500.
So when you're typing in Free Money for Kid Nation, make sure you're tagging Kelly every single time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Every day, too. You got to do it every single day.
You flood me with that, and I won't see all the hateful tweets like Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, you
flood me with tags.
Don't forget to get Wynesha some bonus points. 75 bonus points.
Yeah, 75 sounds
Christmas
good.
Christmas right around the corner.
Yeah.
She can use those.
Yeah, she can pick up some from the store. From our bonus point store.
Yeah.
So many cool things on there. Whew. Al's Willy Wonka hats up for grabs for 5,000 points.
5,000?
Yeah.
5,000?
Yeah, 5,000 points.
That's a pricey hat.
We don't just hand out the points, Al.
All right. Yeah. I can tell y'all something I did yesterday that was kind of cool while we're waiting.
Well, it was kind of cool, Al.
I hope y'all think it's cool. It was cool to me.
That's how we know it's not going to be cool.
Okay.
No, I think it's kind of cool.
When you say it's kind of cool.
I told Kelly about it.
It's time for Big Al's pointless story of the day.
Yeah.
It's so cool Kelly doesn't remember.
No, I remember now. It took me a minute.
Al, you have 60 seconds.
All right. So yesterday was my dad's birthday, and my dad passed away in February. Okay, so
now I feel bad.
So my dad's favorite bourbon whiskey, I guess, blend was W.L. Weller's. So I went and bought a bottle of W.L. Weller's, and I drove out to the military cemetery, which is where he's buried. And so I found this headstone, and I had a couple of cups. And I just went down, and I poured a drink, and just started talking to my dad.
Oh, you're going
to
make me cry, dude.
I was talking to him. I was like, I got a drink for you, Dad. I poured some out for my daddy.
I said that. It's like a TV drama,
it was so
you know?
Beautiful
that
because
so
it's
cool,
it's
such
a can you imagine all the military headstones
so
around?
So cool. Standing there, and there's water off in the background, and it was such a beautiful day. And I was sat there. I was like just having a little conversation with Daddy, and I was pouring a little out. I don't know how he drank that Wellis. That Wellis is some strong stuff.
Maybe he watered it down or something.
But it was so cool. That was just a cool moment, and I just wanted to share that with y'all.
I'm telling you, you should have some of the most. And then that led us to talking about, you know, going back to visiting cemeteries, because they are some of the most peaceful, mm-hmm. and some of them are truly beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, where you're buried, like usually by these babbling. Now, not every cemetery is, you know, pretty like that, but the babbling brooks and stuff. You can really go out there and meditate, and really put a lot of things into perspective, because. You know, our time on Earth is not guaranteed, and it puts things into perspective. Like, what am I focusing on? That's really that's one of the reasons I stopped Candy Crush, because I'm like, it's true. I had somebody said something about your time is limited. What are you spending your time doing? And I'm sitting here, I've been on Candy Crush for an hour. That is not productive, things like that. It just
gives you perspective
about what are you spending your precious time on.
Mm-hmm. There's an end to our life.
Oh, yeah.
And when you go visit somebody that passed away who's so close to you, that's when you realize, it could actually happen in any moment.
My thing is I'm going to take that Candy Crush time, and I want to start reading some classics.
There you go.
I want to start reading some classic literature that I never read before. And that sounds boring and stupid, but that's what I want to do with my precious time.
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
Get the Guy, of course. Then I might read The Scarlet Letter.
Yeah, how's that
or
going?
Wuthering Heights or something that I've never read.
What's your get the guy moment for this weekend? Yeah, what's your task?
Okay, well, I tried to complete one. I don't know why we're not talking to Matthew today. I forgot to ask, but he's not going to be calling today.
He's busy.
He's busy, busy, busy. Matthew, hussy.
Scared him away.
He's busy. Well, so I tried to do, you know, when you're in a situation. So I went to a wedding, and I tried to purposely single out the guy sitting by himself. So, but, you know, the tables were all filled by the time I got in there. But there was a guy sitting next to a guy, sitting next to a couple girls. So obviously the guy on the end next to the empty chairs is there by himself, right?
He didn't have a plus
one. And he was handsome.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I've got my daughter, which is great to pick up a guy at a wedding.
Great
wing
woman.
As your date. Yeah.
The one who hates you for doing this.
But that just goes to show how date-free I am, right? And how single and available I am.
Okay.
So I come over, I was like, is this seat taken? No. Sit down. That'd be great. And he's handsome and stuff. So I sit down. I'm getting my daughter situated. And then Emma Kelly says, we don't know these people. I said, we're going to meet them. Hi, my name is Kelly.
You're throwing it on,
this
Kelly.
This is my daughter.
Emma Kelly
he
goes,
said, hello. I'm not going to say names because, honestly, I can't remember them. So he's like, well, my name is Chris. This is my buddy Tom. That's my wife, Diana, over there.
See?
Like, why aren't you sitting next to your wife?
Because he's married.
Because they've been married.
When you're married.
Exactly. That's what she laughed and said. She goes, yeah, we've been married so long, we don't even sit together anymore. I'm like, well, that's not fair.
That always happens.
I'm the only single chick at this wedding trying to hit on somebody because Matthew Hussey told me to, and now I can't.
Wait, were you wedding crashing?
No, I was
at a
wedding.
No, she went to it.
There's... You know,
she brought Emma Kelly as her date.
And I'm sitting there next to the guy. I think I'm putting myself in a win-win position.
Nope.
His wife is sitting over there.
That's the easiest position. To hook up at a wedding, isn't it? That's like the place you can hook up.
Not if everybody's married but me.
It's easy for a guy to pick up a girl at a wedding.
If they're
it's
single.
Not as easy for a girl to pick up a guy.
Oh, it's so easy for girls to pick up guys.
No, it's not.
No.
Guy, all you got to say is, I'm a girl. Let's go.
No, it's really, seriously.
Girls are there kind of emotional and kind of, you know, in the moment, like, when am I going to get married? You know, and guys are like, dude, I got to get out of here. The game's coming up.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we're excited.
Yes, we are.
Here to promote her new book. Yeah, she's an author now. She's a manager, but now she's an author.
Yeah.
She's a producer. She does everything. In the Kitchen with Chris, a collection of Kardashian-Jenner family favorites. Here is Kris Jenner.
All right. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, beautiful.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi.
I am so excited that you are putting out a cookbook because I think cookbooks are a lost art form, and I'm not trying to be funny. Because of the internet, you can just look up recipes online, so why do you need a book where you lick your finger and turn the pages anymore? But you're bringing the cookbook back.
Well, I love, you know, I collect cookbooks, and I love just the visual of having something to really refer to right there and not worry about the internet. So I'm a big fan, and I'm also very old school. So I've enjoyed putting this together.
It's fun. That's some of my best memories with my mother was when it was getting ready for a big holiday celebration to pull out the cookbooks. And you'd sit there together and go through and pick out your favorite recipes. And is that something that brings back special memories for you, too? Is that why you decided to do this, because of all the memories? This is all about your recipes.
Yeah, and I write about that in the book because, we have a big family, and I put to, I've been cooking for decades, and so I put together a compilation of everyone's favorites, and we celebrate everything. I mean, I have 142 children, so every month is somebody's birthday or, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and there's just great memories that you make in your kitchen with your family, and I think that it's just an experience that I've enjoyed so much throughout my life and such a blessing to be able to do this, so I wanted everybody else to be able to experience the same thing.
Speaking of favorites, Chris, we're speaking with Chris Jenner. You say in your book that Robert Kardashian said he was grateful for all his girls, but especially Kim. Yes. How do Khloe and Courtney feel about that?
Kendall and Kylie, all of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Robert. Rob. Robert. The,
oh,
the
Robert
guy.
Said
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Robert said it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I have a favorite, a new favorite every day.
Oh, who
you
is
know,
it today?
It depends on how you feel. But yeah, he was totally obsessed with all of his girls and his son. But him and Kim worked together mm-hmm. for a long time right before he passed away.
Yeah.
So I think at that time they just were very close.
So who's your favorite today, though, Chris?
Today.
Yeah, today.
Today, I think it has to be Khloe today.
Yeah, that's cool. My favorite too.
I love Khloe too.
Yeah, I think it has to be Khloe. She's been like on my A-list. She's been amazing.
What is Khloe's favorite recipe that you made for her?
I think Khloe's favorite is the pasta primavera. And
that
it's something
good.
That she, Khloe's probably, out of all my kids, the most amazing homemaker and chef, and you know she puts her home together exactly like the same way that I did. She's probably most like me, and I love that she takes inspiration from the things that I do and does it herself. But when she was a little girl, I could have called her when she was 10 years old and said, Khloe, listen, I'm at the office, I'm running late, you've got to help me start dinner. And she would set the table and start the food and go in the garden and get roses and put them on the table. It was really cute. And she's, like, rocking it today. She's my little rock star.
Now, as far as your recipes, now, I'm not a professional cook. It takes a lot for me
right.
to get through a recipe. Are you, like, Martha Stewart difficult level? You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, like 24 hours.
What are the difficulty level, is the difficulty level of your recipes? Like these random ingredients?
Yeah, I think everything is really easy. I think a lot of people get intimidated by, you know, a cookbook, and that's why I put a lot of photos in there and showed you how the dish is supposed to look like at the end of the day, and that how yummy it looks yummy. So I think if you just follow step by step and then practice it, I find that the more I cook, the better I get.
Yeah.
And I'll try a recipe, and it doesn't come out perfect. Then I'll do it over again because I think I am not going to let this recipe be smarter than me.
Right. But
I am going to nail this.
But you make we all know you make a lot of money now. Mm-hmm. You could have everybody cook for you, but you still get in there and do it yourself. You don't have people cooking for you at this point.
Well, from time to time, like you'll see on the show, we have a chef at the mm-hmm. house. I haven't had a chef here now in about 6 months or so. You know, it's just every once in a while. If I'm going to work on a big project or we're super busy and need to focus, my family still needs to eat, and I don't want to have takeout food every single night.
Yeah. Right.
But right now, and that's such a treat, you know, but right now I'm cooking every night because North has fallen in love with some of my dishes, and she lives with me.
Really?
What is North's favorite? Baby. What is North's favorite?
Right now, she's loving my rice pilaf, and then I make a protein and throw in a veggie, and she loves that. And then, of course, everybody else, you know, rolls through the kitchen and eats the rest of it, so I have to start over again the next day.
Please tell me you give Kanye a kitchen assignment when you're cooking. Do you give Kanye some kind of kitchen duty?
Does he have to chop the onions or something?
No, that's just, he's a little too busy to be chopping.
Oh, I'd love to see him in an apron.
I let him stay in, that's not his wheelhouse. I let him stay in, you know, and everyone, I just like my kitchen, and I love to to be in charge of what's going on in there because it's very relaxing for me and therapeutic.
Well, right. That's fun.
Chris, every time we have a celebrity on the phone, I have to ask.
Okay, this is not a joke, Chris. He really asks
does ask
every celebrity. Every female celebrity.
How do you compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's butt?
Well,
genetic?
And that's not a joke. Chris, he really
no,
asked
Chris,
everybody
that. You should
have
heard J-Lo's response.
He even asked it to Will Ferrell.
Oh, golly. I don't like to compare my ass to anybody else.
There you go.
There you go. All right.
Well, in the kitchen with Chris, a collection of Kardashian-Jenner family favorites. I'm guessing Amazon. Where would you like us to go to find your book?
Amazon.com, SimonandSchuster.com, Target, Barnes & Noble, Costco.
Everywhere.
There you go.
Everywhere. Yay.
Thank you for being here, Chris Jenner.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
You guys are amazing, and I really appreciate the support. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. We love you. Absolutely. Anytime.
Have a great day, Chris Jenner.
Thank you.
By the way, we have a link up at kidnation.com if you would like to grab that book.
I think I will. I'll go buy it right now.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.